Tom Zimney is a director, producer and editor of Hollywood. He is a Grammy and an Emmy award-winning artist who recently won that Emmy for Outstanding Director for Springsteen on Broadway, the Netflix film that pretty much the whole world streamed when it was released last year. Western Stars now is his most recent feature film. It was co-directed alongside his good friend and colleague of nearly 19 years, a little man that we kind of know as the boss, Bruce Springsteen. The film Western Stars premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival and was official selection at the BFI London Film Festival, where I find Tom Zimney now. How are you going, Tom?
Good. Thank you.
Tom, first up, I mean, you have to be probably one of the luckiest people in the world, amongst our listeners at Radio Nova anyway, to be able to call Bruce Springsteen one of your best friends. Is that a hard thing to adjust to?
Well, I'm really grateful to have that collaboration with Bruce, and I do consider him a friend. And with Western Stars, it took the relationship to another level where I was able to sit next to him in the cutting room and sit in his home studio and make this film together. And that is a sort of dream that you don't give yourself permission to have as a filmmaker. The beauty of this album is that it's so cinematic, and that itself was just a great honor to work with visuals and capturing the band perform this album from start to finish in the movie. But the idea of having Bruce step up to the role of being a co-director with me was a dream come true, because it just brought me to a closer space of working with him and collaborating and finding the movie.
And whose idea was it, the first words mentioned of the film? Whose idea was it?
The idea came from Bruce to capture the album Western Stars, and from that the idea grew to let's capture it in a barn and let's capture it with a full orchestra. He knew he wasn't going to tour with it, and he wanted to share it with his fans in some manner. So the very first idea was getting a call from, expressed with a call from Bruce saying let's shoot the album, and then figuring out where to do it, how to do it, and then it got to a place of Bruce writing about the songs and creating a voiceover script that really brought the film to a whole other level.
So it sounds like, I mean, it's co-director on the poster, but was he really co-directing this with you, Tom?
When you see the name of a person who hasn't been a director before, a lot of times you might have the feeling of, wait a minute, was he in the room? But when I arrived at 9:30 in the morning to start my day, with a cup of coffee that I traditionally start, Bruce was there in the chair next to me, ready to go and sort through old home movies of the 50s, footage that we shot of the desert, discuss composition, discuss color correct. When I was there watching the movie, Bruce was there. When I was there in the edit room putting together visuals to go along with his voiceover, I did it next to Bruce at his home in the studio. It was an experience that reminded me of Bruce in the studio recording, which is you start early and you break when it's around 6:37. You just get into the zone. It's a little bit of a cave. A lot of people can't survive that energy. Bruce is used to it because it's a big trend. It's not much of a translation. It's not much of a difference than the studio in recording music. You're there for a focused time. And the edit room is very close to that. And Bruce brings so much to the table on the directing side because he does have an understanding of the power of camera composition. He was a director alongside with me, and I find it to be really inspiring to work with him in that capacity. I don't know if he'll do it again, but with this movie especially, he was there.
Yeah, and you mentioned the little bits of footage in between. It's not just a concert film. I need to make that expressly clear to people, although that is a fantastic part of it. And hearing the album Western Stars in a cinema with the great sound is something that you must do regardless. But the little bits in between, you mentioned there the home movies and stuff like that with wife and family. Did they literally just become found in a box, in a wardrobe sort of thing?
The idea of using home movies came about really after I was cutting a sequence and Bruce took a photograph that he had in his personal collection, took it out of the frame, and said, this is a shot I want to use. And it was a beautiful shot of the family at the beach. And I realized that it had this quality that worked so well with the voiceover. And I reminded him in that moment that many years before I had transferred some home movies of theirs, and that we might want to venture and look at some of those imagery, some of those tapes to get to use for imagery.
It is a great little warm touch, and it really brings you into, because you're seeing Bruce there, you know, standing next to Paddy, and we see that all the time when he tours. I mean, he loves Dublin, and we all rush to see him when he comes here. So it was nice to sort of give it that human touch. Can I ask a technical question, I guess, watching it on screen, was it one night, was it two nights? I have a feeling there might have been a couple of times, at least with the orchestra, who is incredible in this and really brings the music to life, 30-piece orchestra in a barn in the middle of New Jersey. How technically was this film put together?
Technically, the film was put together by recording Bruce with the orchestra two times at two different nights with 15 of the luckiest friends of the audience family. And we went through the whole set and did a couple of takes. The second night is the majority of the film.
Oh, okay.
And one of the beauties of Bruce's team was working with Rob Mathis, who really set up the opportunity for Bruce just to step on stage and have a fully prepared band and orchestra. And they had all the pieces and the parts down. So for us, it was really exciting. I'm filmmaking side because we just needed to capture it and keep out of the way.
And in regards to filming in, what, a 100-year-old barn, I mean, I guess, was that ever used for this purpose? I'm guessing a feature film was never made in there. What did you physically have to do to make it work for the film?
When Bruce told me that he wanted to use a barn on his property, I knew that we were up for a new challenge. How do you get 9 cameras in there? How do you get a crane in there? The beauty of the barn is that the set decorating was already there. Ah. The magical lighting was already there. This was a perfect creative choice for this music. It embodied the soul of Western Stars, the album. So we now had to figure out, how do we bring these guys in? How do we have 300 people milling about? It was an army, and I fortunately had a team of producers like George Travis who figured out multiple ways of taking apart a crane and rebuilding it inside the stage.
Oh, goodness.
Multiple cameras. It was the most challenging shoot I ever was on because we simply invaded Bruce's home barn.
Incredible. I mean, you talk about the friendship you've had and this working relationship you've had 19 years or so, and we, as I said, we're all incredibly envious of you having this friendship with one of the most legendary men in the world, musically speaking. When there's a disagreement, I wonder, though, like, you know, if you don't like what he's written for these interstitial bits or he perhaps wants to include, you know, a picture and you might not think that doesn't work, how do you come to agree to disagree on certain awkward situations like that now that you guys are, you know, co-directors and friends? I mean, is that hard to tell Bruce Springsteen, no, Bruce, we're not going to do that?
I think the role that I have as a film director working with Bruce is that I respect the trust that I have with him. In that trust, there has to be a moment. I think he summed it up the other night on stage where he just said, it doesn't work. And we turn to each other and go, well, that doesn't look good. That doesn't work. And you have to have that freedom of expression. And I'm not looking at him from the point of view of I'm working with this iconic figure. I'm looking at it as this guy is next to me, a co-director. And that is a powerful trust to have. And I also feel like he expects me to bring to the table that honesty. And with that honesty comes a great responsibility of trust. And also the beauty of working in the cutting room with him is the freedom to be able to try things and fail. Because you need that in a collaboration. So there's that freedom you need to have to try different things and then also have the honest moment of saying, step away, this is not working, or this is just too on the nose with the writing or the music. It's amazing to watch Bruce work on the scope of the cutting room because he's the hardest editor on himself, and he really has demonstrated that in the studio and music side, where he's, you know, demonstrated to me as a filmmaker being the greatest editor. and also understanding a visual sense of story.
He seems like an incredibly weirdly to say these words, but he seems like a shy person, seeing that the interviewing part and the dressing up part and that sort of part of this show business side of his career is not really for him. I mean, he's an amazing creator and performer when you see him on stage, but is he a shy bloke?
No, I don't want to speak for Bruce on whether or not he's shy, but I do feel like what I do relate to in my working with Bruce is his intense focus and what I feel like he's demonstrated his connection to me with is looking at the work and looking at the details of the work. So I do find him to be quiet and focused and in the space of the cutting room there in a way that it's all about the work. And that's a great, great thing to have in a working relationship, because nothing else gets involved or gets in the way of making these creative decisions. When I step into the studio with Bruce, we're there to figure out the film, and we both know it, and we proceed that way. It's friendly and it's cordial, and there's a warm energy, but the focus is there. And that's what I've seen in the studio, and that's what I've seen in the relationship with John Landau and Bruce together. And that's the space that I really live as a filmmaker, which is, what's our challenges of the morning? Oh, we have this voiceover. Let's find the right imagery. What's our sound like? What's this doing to the whole movie? What's it doing just to this section? All those details matter. And you don't want to approach it as a fan stepping in the morning and starting the day. You've got a job to do, and you've got something to figure out. And for me, that's the exciting part.
Like I keep saying, you seem to be the luckiest man at the in the world, according to our listeners anyway, being mates and co-workers with Bruce Springsteen. And I know where our time is wrapping up, but Tom, you've been there, I guess you've won an Emmy because of Bruce, 19 years together, an extraordinary time in his life too, just when you think he could be winding down, then comes Broadway and you've been there for that and into Netflix and now this concert film. Is... I mean, I can't spoil any secrets, I suppose, but there must be something else in the bag. Where else can this relationship go for you two?
I don't know what the next project will be, but I always remain in this place of being grateful for the last experience and really try to maintain that part of the experience, because it's really important to be in the moment when you're making Springsteen on Broadway and then watch that go off into the world. And if it's accepted, that's a great, great thing. And I honor that. But I try not to look ahead, because honestly, working with Bruce, I'm always surprised what the next thing is. And I don't take it for granted that I will be part of the next thing. So for me, I'm just grateful to be part of the journey in any way. And it's a small part of music, and for me, the music is the key thing, and Bruce is driving this, and I'm just glad to be on board.
And what a ride you are lucky enough to be having, Tom. I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the film. It really is amazing. Just when I thought I was losing my love for the music on Western Stars, sitting in that cinema, it seriously shook me up again, and I heard things I hadn't heard before, and I felt a new love and appreciation for the music and the way you've captured it. It's brilliant, and I implore everyone to go and see it when it hits the cinemas on October 28th. I really appreciate your time, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Great to speak to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.